We continue our learning of Linishmas Tavim and Menachem Shem Chayakov and Vidichos Aliyah. We are in Kusus, Perikimel Mishneh. The next two Mishnayas are quite complicated. It would take us several hours to do them properly. Diagrams and charts would be helpful. What we're going to do is give the first example in both Mishnayas, and we'll get the idea through them. We'll certainly understand the basic message of the Mishnah, and invite everybody to look at any diagrams or charts that some of the Mishnayas may have in order to get a full grasp of what we're speaking about. The Mishnah says the following: Yesh ba bia achas v'chayv aleha sheish chatos. You have a case where a man has relations with a woman, and he's going to be chayv six separate korbanos chatos for six separate arayos. How could you have such a thing? So the Mishnah begins by saying, Haba albito, a person who has relations with his daughter, can be chayav aleha, can be chayav, have relations with her, mishum bito, the fact that she's his daughter, va'achoso, and sister, ve'eshes achiv, and she's also the wife of his brother, ve'eshes achiyaviv, and also the wife of his father's brother, ve'eshes, she's a married woman, v'nida, and she's also a nida. So these are, although it's all within the same woman, we'll see how some of these things can happen. He's going to be chayav six separate chatos because these are six separate averos. How do we have such a thing? So we begin by a case where, let's say, Reuven has an incestuous relationship with his mother Leah, and they have a daughter Chana, let's say. So this woman right away is ushered to Reuven, number one, because it is his daughter. Chana's now was born to him and his mother, but nonetheless, that's Reuven's daughter. It's also Reuven's half-sister because they share the same mother. So Leah is both of their mothers. So therefore, right away, we see someone has relations with his daughter. He's Chayv Mishum Bito. That's one Arayos. And Achoso, and it's his sister. So how do we get to the next one, which is Eshes Achiv? So now what happens is Reuven's brother Shimon marries Chana, marries this daughter, half-sister of his, which is permitted. An uncle can marry a niece. So now, why is that effective? After all, you're going to say there's an extra Isser now on Reuven to have relations with this woman. There's already two things that are Isser. What happened to Ein Isser Chalal Isser? So to begin with, the prohibition of Bito, of his daughter, and Achoso happens simultaneously. That's what we call Bevas Achas. Anytime you have a Bevas Achas, where those prohibitions come about simultaneously, so then we don't say Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Those two Isserim can take effect. And the Isser of his daughter and the Isser of becoming his sister happen at the same time when Chana is actually born. And how do we add on the Isra of Eshes Achiv when she marries his brother Shimon? After all, she's already Osir to him. So the answer is that's an Isra Kolel. That's the more inclusive prohibition. We mentioned the Isra Kolel. Why is that so? Because when Chana marries Shimon, she's not only Osir to Shimon, she's married to Shimon. She is Osir now to Reuven, not only to Reuven, Shimon has other brothers. There's Levi and Yehuda are also brothers of Shimon. And since the prohibition applies to after the marriage to Shimon, to Shimon's other brothers, Levi and Yehuda, it can be chal now also on Reuven. So it's an Isser Kolel. It includes others, and therefore it can take effect on Reuven as well. And there we don't say Ein Isser Chalal Isser. So now we have our third arayos upon Reuven, if he has relations with this with Chana, and that she is Eshes Achiv. She is the wife. She is the wife of his brother. So now what happens? So in our story, then Shimon dies. And when Shimon dies, let's say they get divorced, Chana gets divorced from Shimon, she marries now Reuven's uncle, Reuven's father's brother. So this is Eshes Achiyaviv. She is the wife of his brother's father's brother. Now, this is also an Isser Kolel because when Chana marries Reuven's father's brother, she becomes Usher to Reuven's other uncles also as the brother's wife. So therefore, it can be chal on Reuven as well as his father's brother's wife. So that's Eshes Achiyaviv. And of course, she's a married woman, so that's easy. She's an Eshes Ish. That's number five, chet number five. And then Nida, of course, if she's a Nida, that would be another Arayus, and that would be a six Karban Chatos. So that is an example where you have one Bia and Shesh Chatos. So the next example, we're not going to go through the specifics, but the Mishnah now says that what about Vahaba Al Basbito? You could have a case where someone has relations with his daughter's daughter, and he can be chayav, we assume, for 7 chatos. And the Mishnah lists them. We're not going to go through the specifics, what the case may be, but nonetheless, just because of time. But this is an example where you could be teshem chayav 7. So a person has relations with bas bito. The first case was bito. Here you have a case where it's his granddaughter, it's his daughter's daughter, and potentially be chayav alei mishum bas bito. Number one, his granddaughter having relations with his daughter's daughter. So she could potentially be his daughter-in-law. Va'achos ishto, she could be his wife's sister. Ve'eshes achiv, also the wife of his brother. Ve'eshes achiyaviv, she could be the wife of his father's brother. Ve'eshes ish avinida. So there you have another example of where you could be chayev multiple chatos for on one woman, depending on who gets married and how. So potentially she could be all of those arayos to him. Rabbi Yossi Omer, im avar hazaken unisa'a chayev alea mishum eishes av. What Rabbi Yossi is simply pointing out is let's say we have Reuven in the second case. We didn't go through the specifics, but Reuven is the person that we're speaking about who has a relationship with this woman who has all of these Isurim upon her, different arayas towards him. If the Zaken, which is the grandfather, remember the case is Habal Basbito, Reuven's having relations with his daughter's daughter, with his granddaughter. So now let's bring in, he's usually the person. Let's say now, Reuven was with the daughter. So let's say now our case is Yaakov. Yaakov is the one who is having relations with his daughter's daughter. So if now the father, Yaakov's father, Yitzchak, has now, is in violation and actually marries his great-granddaughter. That's what I mean, the Zaken. He's the Zaken. How is he the Zaken? So if we assume that we have Yaakov having this granddaughter Chana, we spoke about Reuven being the father of Chana. So if Yaakov is the grandfather of Chana and Yitzchak is the great grandfather, and now Yaakov is Baal Basbito, has relations with his granddaughter, it's possible that he could be in violation of 7 chatos. But let's say now the great grandfather of Chana, Yitzchak, Yaakov's father, is in violation, marries his great granddaughter. Now, marrying the great granddaughter is only an Isser Derabbanan. That's why, although it's an Isser, Kiddushin takes effect. So that marriage could be. And if that marriage does take effect, so now there's an additional prohibition upon Reuven, upon Yaakov rather, to have relations with this woman, because she is also now Eshesaf. So that's what Rabbi Yossi is pointing out. If someone in this case, the great-grandfather marries the great-granddaughter Chana, the Yitzchak to Chana, so that Kiddushin does take effect of it, because it's only an Isser Derabbanan, so there would be another Chatos that would be added on to Yaakov, if he has relations with Basbito. So the first case, once again, is where we're speaking about Reuven having relations with his daughter, and we went through that case specifically, and that could be a violation of 6 Chatos. Second case is where someone, Yaakov, has relations with Basbito, with his granddaughter, his daughter's daughter, and that could potentially lead to 7 chatos. We added on the possibility of what Rabbi Yossi says, if in fact the grandfather, the great-grandfather, Yitzchak, gets involved here, so then there would be an extra Isra of Eishes Av. This is your father's, this is Yaakov's father's wife now. And that would be another Isser. And then the Mishnah says, V'chein haba al bas ishto, val bas ishto. And the same thing would be true if one has relations with his wife's daughter, and that is not his daughter, but his wife's daughter, and we spoke about Bito, Va'al Bas, Bas Ishto, and the daughter of his wife's daughter. So the Bartruer says, when it comes to Bas Ishto, Chayav Aleha Mishum Kol Elu Shechay DeBito. We don't really have to go through them. The same way when it came to his daughter, he has those prohibitions, so too if we created scenario where it's not his daughter, but it's rather it's his wife's daughter, we could also create a situation where you would have those six chatos. And the same thing would be true with bas ishto. It's not bas, it's not bas bito, it's not his granddaughter, the daughter of his daughter, but rather this is the daughter of his wife's daughter, so not his, but his wife's daughter's daughter, and whatever the prohibitions we had, all of the chatosi b'chayiv in the case of bas bito would apply to a case of bas ishto. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Haba al chamoso. Man has relations with his mother-in-law. Chayiv alea, potentially be chayiv for several chatos as well. Mishum chamoso, number one, it's his mother-in-law. Vikalaso, it could be his daughter-in-law as well. We'll have to see. Va'achos ishto, it is his wife's sister, which is also another arayos. Ve'eshes achiv, it's his brother's wife. Ve'eshes achiyaviv, it is the wife of his father's brother of his uncle. Ve'eshes ish, it's an eshes ish, of course. Vinida as well. So we'll go through this case. We'll go through step by step the way the Baruch Tanura explains it. Ha'av she'ba'al bito. Here we have a case. So remember, this is a case of man has relations with his mother-in-law. He's going to be chayiv for several chatos. So here's the case. Ha'av she'ba'al bito. You have a case where a father had relations with his daughter. V'holi mimena bas. And now they have a daughter. Nasa Ruvein no sabas. Ruvein now marries this daughter who came from this relationship, this incestuous relationship of father having relations with his daughter. So hare ima asura alav mishum chamoso. So by Ruvein marrying this daughter, remember, you had a father who had an incestuous relationship with his daughter, and now they have gave birth to a daughter. Ruvein, random person, comes and marries this daughter. So hare, so ima asur, the mother of this daughter the mother of Ruvein's wife, is both asur to him because of chamos. It's his mother-in-law. But it's also achos ishto. It's also his wife's sister. Because after all, the father has two daughters. One is the one that he had relations with, and one is this one. So it's achos ishto and chamos, but it's also Ruvain's mother-in-law. So then it says about Torah, nises levnosel Ruvein. Let's say now this daughter marries Ruvain's son. So nosaf. So nosaf alea isur mishum kalaso. So now it becomes his daughter-in-law. Meis benosho Ruvein. If Ruvein's son now dies, or gerish, or there's divorce, venisis le'achiv, and now she marries Ruvein's brother. So nosaf alea isur eshesach. This is an eshesach as well. Meisach, and we ended the isur kolal, all of those things that we discussed in the previous measure. Meisachiv, the brother dies, or gerish, or divorces. Venisis le'achiv, gets married now to the father's brother, to the uncle. So then it's an Esser. Now an Esser Ava, this is the wife of his father's brother. Nises La'omav, she's married in general, and she has she becomes an Ida. So now when Uvale Ruvein Ba'oda Eshesish V'Nida, and Ruvein has relations now with this woman, who is also an Eshesish V'Nida, Hare Chayev Ale Ruvein Mishum Kol Hashem Osalalo. So that is another case, and then the Mishnah says, "V'chein haba al aim chamoso val aim chamiv." Same thing would be true: a person who has relations with the mother of his mother-in-law or the mother of his father-in-law. These are two scenarios where there would be seven chatos, not six. Previous cases, six, and these both would be seven. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Omer haba al chamoso chayav oleo mishum chamoso ve'em chamoso ve'em chamiv. He creates a situation where someone is, this woman is his mother-in-law, and it's his mother's, the mother of his mother-in-law, and it is the mother of his father-in-law. And he says, you're going to be chayv a separate chatos for each of these. Amula, the Chacham said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, not so. Shlosh and Shem Echad. These are all considered one name, one Avera. To say that it's Chamoso and it's his mother-in-law, so now it's Chamoso and Aim Chamoso and Aim Chamiv, the mother of his mother-in-law and the mother of his father-in-law. So those aren't separate Isurim, because the Pasuk says, Vayikra Yudches, Ervas Isho Uvitalo Sigale, Ezbas Benah, Vezbas Bitalo Sikach, Legalos Ervasa, Sharei Haina, Zimahi. What does this teach you? That conclusion that's phrased at the end of the pasuk says they're all asan hakasov lekulam zima achas. This is all one act of promiscuity. They're like one goof. These three names, mother-in-law, the mother of the mother-in-law, and the mother of the father-in-law, are all considered one isra of mother-in-law, and therefore you have only one chatas, even if those three names may exist in the same woman.